At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batzler. To Milan, Italy, to my good friend and colleague, Lorenzo Fiore, reporting on business in Italy this time of year. Important to announce what the ambitions are in 26 for the Meloni government and for the people of Italy. We begin, however, with climate, because it is perfect in southern New England. Sunny days, below freezing at night, then warm again during the day. Good for planting tulips and allium, and especially looking forward to the spring for lilies. However, your weather has been various this last year. How are you enjoying it in northern Italy this year? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and good evening to all the radio listener. Let me tell you that the last days are very good here in the north, particularly in Milan, where I spent the entire week. The day are sunny, pleasant temperature, not particularly cold. Night are freezing, but not so much because the humidity is low, so they are pleasant. But it's a typical weather of November with something that disappears. And this is something that started to happen some years ago, which is the fog. We have no more the fog. And this is good because, you know, when there is fog, there is more pollution. And this is something that makes more distinctive this November in Milan, in the north of Italy, that there is just a very soft wind that cleans the air, so the sky are pretty clear, and we don't have the effect of pollution, which is one of the worst phenomena in the winter time across all the north of Italy, from the very west to the very east, because we are a territory surrounded by the Alps that make the air stagnant in the flat territory.
The news in Italy is dominated by the story of Ukraine and what is to be done. The EU and Giorgia Meloni's government have been working together to defend Ukraine from the aggression by Russia. We have news now about Germany and Italy working together, not just the EU. The Rome report. Italy is considering using a European Union loan deal, the deal is in place, to pay for new tanks and armored vehicles supplied by Germany's Rheinmetall, a source has told Defense News. Is this new? Because you know the defense industry very well. Has it always been here, or is this a new partnership?
Well, I can tell you that this announcement by Giorgia Meloni asking for exploiting loan from European Union at a very good rate to buy a defense asset is a part of a strategy that started already a couple of years ago. Last year, there was the foundation of a joint venture between Leonardo and Rheinmetall to deal with the needs of armored vehicle here in Italy and for export, exploiting the two new platforms that Rheinmetall put together, the Panther and the Lynx. Just 1 month ago, there was the announcement by Leonardo of the takeover of Iveco Defence. Iveco Defence was the company belonging to the Fiat Group, now Stellantis Group, developing and producing armored vehicle, wheeled armored vehicle, because the tracked armored vehicle were always a part of the responsibility of Leonardo. So from an industrial point of view, we have a rationalization of the industrial alliance across Europe, which balance the other important alliance in such a specific field of activities, armored vehicle, which is the alliance of Krauss-Maffei with the Nexter, Franco-German.
Rheinmetall is a very dominant German firm, very dominant, and it's been doing very well in the marketplace. Is that also true for Leonardo in Italy?
Absolutely. And let me tell you that this alliance is good because Leonardo is very strong in turrets, guns, and so on. So Leonardo can customize a platform of Rheinmetall, the Panther and the Lynx, with all the electronics and artillery that our Italian army use on other armored vehicles. And they are needed because these two new products that will avail the funds from European Union are necessary because the Leopard of the Italian army and the Dardo, other two armored vehicles, are becoming obsolete.
And the programs will involve assembly in Italy and Leonardo's components. So we're looking at a long-term project. In general, is the Italian army considered adequate for the demands, or is it building again? Is it getting larger? The Italian military.
The Italian military needs to get larger, John. I can tell you because of my experience that right now Italy as a country, as a territory, is in a very critical situation because we have the Ukrainian-Russia conflict that is not so far from our border. Do you remember that in the past we spoke about how Trieste is closest to the Ukrainian border rather than Rome? And let me tell you that on the south, we have all the North African countries that are a troubled country. And don't forget that Syria, the Russian left Syria and their naval bases, they can move to Libya with General Haftar, because we know that Russia is supporting General Haftar, so they can create a naval base in Libya, which is just a few hours of sailing to the Sicilian coast. So, to a certain extent, we are in the middle of two different typology of war-fighting scenario. The Ukrainian-Russia and the potential risk of immigration fostered by Russia to, let's say, create a critical condition to a country that becomes strategic for the defense of the European border.
And is the building up of the military, is that supported by the public? Is that popular?
Unfortunately, I have to tell you that this is not true. I mean, the Italian public opinion has a very strange approach. They love the military forces whenever there is a need of having them back to us. When there is a critical time like an earthquake or maybe a flood, so the first that come to help the people that are in trouble are the army, the air force, the Navy, that are the most important asset to protect the immigration from the north of Africa.
We have 30 seconds, Lorenzo. Go ahead.
Okay. And so whenever they are speaking about defense expenditure, the public opinion is against.
So they like them when they're helping them after a disaster, but they don't want to spend money on them when they're not attending to Italy's needs. Well, right now, you're building. That's what this deal with Rheinmetall means. Lorenzo Fiore of the city of Milan, that dominates my reading these days because Milan was so much an important part of the transformation of the Roman Empire into modern Europe. Milan was always at the center.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.